Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Higher Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. And before we get started, I have an announcement for you. Are you craving a deeper experience to sit in ceremony with your sacred sisters, liberate yourself from the expectation of others, regain touch with your divine feminine essence, and finally understand the truth of who you are? Then I invite you to join my goddess Kali Ma circle. We are in the midst of the greatest awakening in humanity, and Kali Ma is the primordial goddess who has the power to destroy the world, returning us into the dark void, the sacred womb, the space of limitless potential, so we can be radically reborn. A lot of us are in the beginning of new shifts right now, and Kali Ma is the goddess to tap into at this pivotal time to sweep away any limiting beliefs, stagnant energy, or timelines that do not serve you, so you can truly make 2020 the decade of your 2020 vision. You see, we must clear away the old to make space for the new. And this is exactly what my Kali Ma Goddess Circle will provide you with. So I have taken my 2-hour workshop, which includes my womb meditation, drumming, teaching you all about Kali Ma, her message, working with her archetype, my shamanic shaking ritual, EFT, emotional freedom technique, tapping for more freedom, bliss, and radiance in your life. I then guide you through journal prompts to apply into your life for more personal expression, transformation, and bliss. We also end with affirmations, poetry, and a Q&A to dive deeper into this significant time and how to work with Kali Ma to allow us to elevate into the embodied radiant goddess that we were born to be. So if you've been wanting to join Rose Gold Goddesses and desire a taste with just one workshop, this is your time to join us. So head over to my show notes. You can find it on your phone by just looking at this podcast, and you'll be able to see the link to guide you exactly to receive the Kali Ma workshop. And I'm so excited to see you inside. I want you to just imagine that if in human history we decided to postpone music, dance, song, story, any type of joy until every problem in the world was fixed. The truth is, there would be no such thing as celebration. There would not have been the jazz scene in the Great Depression, or the tribes in Ghana who have passed on their drumming to this very day, or the ancient rishis in the Vedic times sharing their wisdom, if we waited for every problem in this world to be fixed. The truth is, there's always going to be something to be sad about. You're never going to run out of reasons, because even if you run out of reasons in your own being, you can then tap into someone else's timeline. You know, last night I got on Instagram and, you know, began clicking from one account to the next and ended up on this person's account who I've never met and crying because of their story. So here I am crying about something that literally has nothing to do with me, but my body is reacting the same way. So because of social media, we are so plugged into everyone else's story, everyone else's tragedy, everyone else's sadness, that not only are we moving through our own, but even if we do move through our own, then we can just get right back to square one from someone else's. Now, this is not to say that we avoid sadness or we avoid grief or we bypass over these things. But this is to say that the two can live hand in hand. In fact, it is the only way that they can live. Because if we waited to celebrate until every problem of the world was solved, we would just create more problems. Think about how many people were soothed in the Great Depression because of those jazz players. Think about how many people in the slave ships from Ghana were given at least a sense of joy from dancing and stepping and drumming. I mean, even look at what is happening right now. People in quarantine in Italy singing across the street to their neighbors. Or doctors in hospitals in Iran dancing and celebrating, not because this is all over, but because we're alive. We're always going to find more things to be sad about, but we could also find more things to be joyous about. Because if it's not your joy, you can find someone else's joy. There's someone out there that just had a baby. There's someone out there that just landed their dream job. Someone's getting married on Zoom right now. So why do we hold on to other people's sadness so dearly, but other people's joy, we actually push it away? In fact, it can often make us feel worse because of the comparison. Oh, they're getting married. They're so lucky. They found their partner. Oh, they're getting a raise. Good for them. I don't have one. So why do we take on other people's sadness in their darkest days, but we can't celebrate with them in their highest days? Do you see the inequality here? Yes, there is light and darkness, but as a society, we focus solely on the darkness. Need proof? Check out the news. And if not the news, check out social media, which humans are curating. Post a picture of yourself just being happy, having a great day, and then post a picture of yourself crying, saying everything sucks and you're so overwhelmed and you're so sad. Probably the one of you being sad will get more comments and more response because we sympathize and we, in a way, seek pleasure over other people's pain. Let's look at that. Let's look at why we are so uncomfortable with someone else's success, but so comfortable to see someone suffering more than us. Let's look at that. So many people right now say, well, how can you be happy? There's so much suffering. There's so much pain. Was there not before? Was everything in the planet perfect? And then suddenly this happened, and for the first time we're experiencing suffering. If that was the case, I want to join what planet you're on, honey. Because there have always been things happening out of our control. This is not the first time. Maybe it's the first time that some of us are aware of it. When we open up our minds, we realize that at any given moment, we can choose. We can choose how we want to feel. We can choose how we want to respond. And we can choose what actions we seek to take. I can wake up and start comparing and drink my coffee as I'm on my emails and super stressed out. And guess what? That's going to be my vibe that day. Or I can get up and list three things I'm grateful for and play my favorite song and dance around to I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. And guess what? I'm going to feel like the Jock Jams album, which is the vibe. So we have to realize that the media profits off of our fear. So many of us are fear vomiting on people. And let's admit, a lot of us are binging on that fear porn right now. Don't lie to me. You binging. What's that fear porn? Oh, you know, it is that video or that article that you probably just read or just watched that made your heart rate quadruple, made your palms sweat, made you hyperventilate and feel like you're about to have a panic attack, and you decide to send it to everyone you know. You know that thing? Yeah. Trust me, I've done it too. I've received it and I've sent it. I'm not exempt. So why do we do that? So I've shared in other solo casts that I've done is this fear vomit is when we feel so much fear, we can't contain it in our energy body. So we try to essentially vomit it out, throw it out to other people because if we're in so much pain, we need other people to feel like this so we don't feel alone in it. And in a way, the reason why we are doing it, if you really look down to what is your intention of sharing it, you think you're doing it to protect that other person. You know, if the world is about to go to shit and they're about to, like, you know, take us to the Matrix or whatever, I don't want my friends to know, right? So even if I don't know if the story is true, I don't know anything about it, I've never researched it, I can't find any links on it, it's a complete speculation, but maybe it's true and I need my friends to know. So we fear vomit. And on the other end, we look up the fear porn. You know, and you're itching around, you just want to feel some type of way. So you watch that person's Instagram story who you know is only posting that fear porn. But you know, you got to educate yourself on what's happening. You got to stay aware, stay in the know. Even though, again, it's a complete speculation of the future that is not based in any truth because there are limitless timelines of what's happening at any given moment. But you know, it could happen. So I got to educate myself on what could happen instead of focusing on what I most definitely can make happen. I'm giving away my power to someone else's projection of what could happen, which is a negative one, instead of focusing on what I can make happen. And then I complain to everyone that I hate my life. I'm calling it out, y'all. I'm calling it out. Because I work with a lot of people. I have my Rose Gold Goddesses community. I have my masterminds. And I see the majority of people are not doing what they love. They are not living their dharma. They're not waking up each day, filling their days with things that bring them joy. So I invite you to ask yourself, truly ask yourself, why? How much time are you spending on that fear porn? Fear porn includes anything that is bringing your vibration towards fear. I don't care if it is quote unquote educational or not. How is it making you feel? Because as we shift into this new paradigm that we're all talking about, it's moving away from just having the quote-unquote information and stepping into embodiment. I could read all the books and know all the stats and all the historical dates and all the data. Guess what? If I'm not embodying my highest self, who the fuck cares? It doesn't matter. Great. You're just a walking encyclopedia with a bunch of conspiracy facts. You know, like it doesn't make your life any better. In fact, it's actively making your life worse. Again, I shared this in my solo cast on the 3, 4, and 5D perspectives of coronavirus. And some people really find their truth and their meaning as the whistleblowers. And they're doing a lot of research and they're putting things together. And they do have really clear intentions of, you know, believing that something might happen. They want other people to know. And if that feels resonant to you, and when you look up information about this, you feel more empowered and more energized and more in alignment with your truth, then sure, you can continue, but don't spit it out to people who didn't ask for it. Don't claim it to be the truth when it is your truth. Look, I can't tell everyone has to start twerking. I can't say that. Shirley doesn't want to. Sandy might not want to. It's my truth. It's not everyone's truth. So what I'm seeing happening with fear is we depict it as, well, this is the truth. This is the reality, meaning the one and only, when it's not. It's yours. It's an aspect of yours. But tell me about your daughter and that song that she sang. And tell me about that dream you had and that painting that, you know, you've been putting off and you really want to get to. I want to hear about that truth. I want to hear about that reality. I want to hear about the reality that I want to be a part of. The ones where the plants are thriving and the animals feel at peace and the oceans are clearing themselves and the skies are finally blue again. I want that reality. And you could say, well, that's not the reality. Well, it's mine. And it's a lot of people's. And you can choose to look at what you want to look at. But then don't get mad at yourself when everything you see is something you don't want to. So right now we are really being invited to choose our lens. What do you want to focus on? What do you want to feel on a daily basis? You know, the way that you feel every single day creates the quality of your life. We've been in this thing for a minute, and we're going to be in it for a couple minutes more. So, do you need more fear porn? When's it going to be enough? When are you going to get your cap? When are you going to walk away from enough articles and enough videos and say, you know what? I feel like I know enough. For some people, that might have been the first week. For some people, that might be never. You get to choose that for yourself. I know for me personally, at the beginning, especially because it was all so new and so unknown, I was definitely checking the news and checking more. And it made me feel like shit. But the egoic part of me that wanted to know the facts and know the answers, you know, kept driving me to do it. Even though I knew it would make me feel completely helpless and out of control and full of fear. And then when I realized, is that worth it? Look, I'm in quarantine, so at this point, the details don't matter. Because I'm in these four walls, so I get to make these four walls my paradise. And since then, I have made at least 20 different paintings and danced at least 100 different times and facilitated workshops and given talks and created tools and done goddess rituals and so many things that have, it's honestly been one of the best years of my life in quarantine because I'm choosing to make it that way. So I want to leave you with this quote, something for you to ponder about. In shamanic cultures, the medicine person would ask, when did you stop dancing? When did you stop singing? When did you stop being enchanted by stories? When did you stop being comforted by the sweet territory of silence? I invite you to answer these questions for yourself and then rewrite the answers that your soul is calling for. Doors are back open for Rose Gold Goddesses if you are feeling called to be part of a spiritual community of high-vibe soul sisters that are cheering each other on, that the conversation is always encouraging. There are no fear vomits here. There's only love projections. There are weekly workshops from myself, from your favorite Highest Self podcast guests, from members. You can have the opportunity to facilitate a workshop to our 2,000 plus members. Rose Gold Goddesses is unlike any community out there. Imagine being in Higher Self podcast with the people who listen to this, who resonate with this, learning from me, all of my meditations. I'm recording meditations all the time. I just did one on the cosmic color cord, and we have divine feminine ones and yoni ones and so much more. And it's all available for you in Rose Gold Goddesses, including my Awaken Your Powers masterclass with Shaman Durek, the full thing, 3 hours long. Shaman Durek and I diving into awakening your powers. My Discover Your Dharma workshops are there. My talks at the Google and Facebook headquarters are there. So much is available for you from myself, from dozens of other experts. And it's all available for you at a very low monthly price. If you are interested in experiencing this all and diving in, I encourage you to head over to rosegoldgoddesses.com. Again, that is rosegoldgoddesses.com. You can find that link in the show notes, and I'm so excited to see you there. If you loved this episode, I would love to send you a free gift, which is the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. This is a different book than Eat Feel Fresh, my first book ever, which is not released anywhere. And I am gifting it exclusively to those who leave a review of my podcast in the iTunes store. So all you got to do is head over to iTunes, where you may be listening to this podcast, and leave a review. Take a screenshot that you've left it and email it over to me at sahara@eatfeelfresh.com. Again, that's Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com. And I will send you back the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type, which goes all into Ayurveda, doshas, plant-based nutrition, body types, all of the things in a really fun and engaging way. So this is my gift to you for free for supporting the podcast. Every single review I personally read, it really helps the podcast be listened to by more people so we can raise the vibration of the planet together. And I am so grateful to have you on this journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Namaste.